You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Irirangi Pō, Radio Bosom.
The Wire.
Last week, the Labour government proposed a ban on two types of fishing methods, bottom trawling and Danish seining, from being used in 80% of the Hauraki Gulf. This is a big difference from the current 27% ban. I spoke to Minister for Oceans and Fisheries Rachel Brooking about this proposal. We discussed what the current issues during these driving these measures are and why the ban is important. We also talked about how the ban will be enforced and what the assessments are in place for the future. First of all, what is bottom trawling and Danish seining, and what do they include?
So there are two different types of fishing. Bottom trawling is when you're on a boat and it's got some quite heavy gates, they're called, and they're big, when I say big, they're sort of a metre by a metre-ish, gates that go down and they carry the nets, or the nets attached to them, and that goes along the bottom of the sea floor. And they drag on the bottom of the sea floor, and also, so the doors drag and also the net drags. Danish seining is different in terms of you don't have those doors, so instead you have a net that is going close to the bottom or along the bottom, but also you've got some ropes, and so it's the ropes that are going along the bottom of the seafloor. So the bottom of the seafloor is the benthic environment, and animals grow in there, and it's also where most of the fish stock that we catch for eating in New Zealand like to live as well. So the issue in that benthic environment is that sometimes there's quite a lot of biodiversity, so there might be a lot of corals and sponges and things like that. And then if you trawl along that area, then you can catch those corals, which is obviously not what anyone wants to be doing. But if you're trawling along an area that you might have trawled on a lot before, and it's a sandy bottom, you won't have so much biodiversity in that environment.
Labour's proposal is to ban these types of fishing from 80% of the Hauraki Gulf. Why is it that this is important, especially in the Hauraki Gulf?
Hauraki Gulf has a marine park that's been around for over 20 years now, and it's really big, so it's much bigger than the area that I think of as the Hauraki Gulf, which is, you know, standing in the Wynyard Quarter or somewhere and looking out, and it goes past Great Barrier Island, and it goes down into the Coromandel as well, so it's an extensive area. And some of the area, some marine protection already, and in a separate process to what I'm talking about with you today, we're also going to extend that marine protection area to about three times the size that it is now. So those are areas, high protection areas, where no fishing apart from customary fishing is allowed, and then also bottom floor protection areas. So why it's important is that the Gulf, there's a Hauraki Gulf Forum, and they do a report, an annual report or a three-yearly report, sorry, on the state of the Gulf, and the Gulf hasn't been in a great state. So there's lots of things that need to be done to help the Gulf, and one of them is to further restrict the areas where bottom trawling can go. So at the moment it's restricted in 27% of the area, and we're trying to increase that. There's a document out for consultation at the moment, and that goes from restricting it to 74% of the Gulf or to 89% of the Gulf.
Now, over the past few years, there's been a lot of proposals for things like marine reserves and rahuis. Why has this been sort of favoured over these kinds of methods?
So the process that Willow Jean Prime, who's the Minister of Conservation, is doing, is to do some more protected areas. So those are those high protection areas and extensions of two of the marine reserves as well. And then what I'm doing as Minister for Oceans and Fisheries is that we've got a fisheries plan out, which has a number of measures that's really trying to look at, take an ecological approach, an ecosystems approach, and also be spatial in its nature, because mainly fisheries planning is done on a stock basis, so that's species based. So what we're trying to do is both things, is to both increase the marine protections and also further restrict where bottom trawling and Danish seining can go.
Now, in terms of the logistics of the ban, there are four options being considered after the submission made by NIWA. Could you briefly go over them?
So they really range between that restricting to 74% of the Gulf area, the marine park area, so it's a large area, and then, as I said, up to 89% for bottom trawling, but that would be 87% for Danish seining. I mean, if people are interested in this, to go to the Fisheries New Zealand website, and you'll see there really should be up the front of the report, there's a good diagram that shows the areas that are currently banned to bottom trawling and the areas what the four options include. So it's best to look at the maps to make a good sense of that, except that it's obviously a big change from 27%, either 74%, all the options in between, and then going up to 89%.
Awesome. Now, when it comes to enforcing this type of ban, what will that look like and how will it be done?
So this process for the bottom trawling is done through regulation, which is why it's slightly out of time with what the Minister for Conservation is doing with extending the marine protection areas and also with the fisheries plan. So the regulation, it requires this consultation period that's going through to November, so it'll be after the election, and it will be the next cabinet will have to sign off on which option is chosen, and then that will be made as a regulation by the minister. And then the process that the Minister for Conservation is doing, that requires a piece of legislation, so an Act of Parliament rather than regulation. So that had its first reading in the House last week and has gone off to Select Committee and will be open for submissions again over the election period. And then Select Committees generally have 6 months to consider a bill, so that will come back into the House at some point next year. And then the fisheries plan that I was also talking about, that only needs to be signed off by me, and I've done that.
If this ban does go ahead, what will the consequences be for people that are caught bottom trawling?
So if you're bottom trawling in an area where you're not allowed to, then fisheries officers can prosecute. So there's substantial fines for fishers who do that. But in general, the industry's been well aware of the different options that are being considered. And so I would think it would be unlikely that any commercial fishers would do that because they know that there are severe consequences.
Are there any plans to reassess the area in the future to see if these kinds of enforcements have worked?
Yes, there definitely is. So there's the NIWA survey that I think you just referred to before that will be happening at some point next year. And there's been this work done to do the spatial mapping of the Hauraki Gulf to inform the fisheries plan. And then that fisheries plan, every year there's a plan, there's an action plan of different work that happens. And so that'll be doing a whole lot of monitoring of the Gulf environment and seeing if it's improving or not. And of course, there's other factors as well that have nothing to do with fishing that impact the Gulf. So if there's a whole lot of runoff, so if there's subdivisions and there's a heavy rainfall and if, say, that developer hasn't got good sediment traps in place, then that can run off into the Gulf. And also in rural areas as well, there can be runoffs from farms that might go into the rivers and then they might come into the Gulf as well. So that makes a huge difference as well to the Gulf because if you have a lot of fine sediment floating about your big algae, your seaweeds, then they can't photosynthesise and they might die, and there's lots of juvenile fish that live within that seaweed habitat. So there's other things as well that we're looking at, and of course we've done a lot of regulations around freshwater and trying to stop that runoff from farms in this term of government.
That was Minister for Oceans and Fisheries Rachel Brooking talking about Labor's proposal to ban bottom trawling in 80% of the Hauraki Gulf.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.